You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Please enjoy the message from Pastor Ripley and the music from Sylvia and the worship team.
Yes, thank you for that introduction. We want to welcome everyone here this morning to Grace Christian Fellowship and those that are listening by radio on 89.1 FM. And of course, those that are streaming through our website, we praise the Lord for our radio station. And, of course, we have increased the strength, the wattage. And so I'm hoping that you are getting a clearer signal. And the Lord's going to bless you as you listen in on the testimonies, the scriptures, the songs, the preaching of God's word. Gary, why don't you come and open up the service this morning in prayer. God bless you as you come. I guess you have to grab that mic.
Hello? It's working. Anyway, I read my favorite scripture. It's in Proverbs 5:3-5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your straight your path. Lord, we have to depend on you. We have to. We're going to have to trust in him more and more. This world is absolutely going crazy. So we need the Lord. We need to trust in him no matter what happens. I know it's a hard thing when something happens to you, a death or you smash your car up or whatever. We're supposed to be praising the Lord. But it's hard. But we just have to trust in him, because what's coming, the Lord told me here a couple of weeks ago, what's coming is going to make the 1930s seem like a school picnic. There's something coming here that we've never ever seen before. So as far as trusting in the government, we have to trust in the Lord more and more every day. So I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, today that we will start trusting in you, Lord, not in ourselves. And I pray, Lord God, that the flesh will leave and the spirit will move in. And I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for our families, Lord, that you will touch them no matter where they are, Lord, that they will realize what's really happening. But Lord, I'm so happy and so blessed. You are still on the throne.
Amen.
We don't understand a lot of things, but you're still in charge of everything. So we're going to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand together and praise our mighty God. There is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Lord, you surround us with your glory. You are an amazing God. And though the world be turned upside down and the mountains fall into the sea, Lord, you are the one that we can stand firm on, Jesus. Your dwelling place is such a beautiful place, Lord, and a safety, a place of safety, oh God. We just thank you for that, Jesus. Hallelujah. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere.
Before my failure,
you stood before my failures and carried the cross for my shame. My sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand.
So what can I say?
So what can I say?
Say,
so what can I say?
us, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
I see the King of Glory coming on the clouds with fire. The whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes. I see His love and mercy washing over all our sin. The people sing, the people sing. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Oh Lord, we sing Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
I see a generation. Give you praise, O Lord.
Be not fearful, for your life is in my hands, says the Lord. He will take care of you through the trials, through the testings, whatever is coming, if you'll look to Him, if you'll put your complete trust in me, says God, I'm going to take care of you. Even supernaturally, says the Lord, I will take care of you. Be not afraid, my people, be not afraid. Be not fearful in the face of opposition, for I will strengthen you, says the Lord. I will pour in of my Holy Spirit into your heart. You will be bold, says the Lord. So be not afraid this day, for you belong to me. Every one of you that has confessed Christ belongs to me this day, and I will take care of my people, says the Lord.
The throne of glory. Nothing in my hands I bring, but the promise of acceptance from a good and gracious King. I will give to you my burden. You give to me your strength. Come and fill me with your Spirit as I sing to you this praise. 'Cause you deserve the greater glory. Empty-handed, I rejoice. 'cause you deserve the greater glory.
Be seated this morning. Can feel his presence in this house today. And we thank the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for our worship teams that are so faithful to lead us. We give God all the praise and the glory and the honor. Just want to turn to a few announcements this morning. There are two more Sundays for Children's Church, and then we'll be taking a short break for the summer, so just keep that in mind. Women's Prayer and Share, again, it's once a month, so our monthly prayer meeting is this Tuesday at 1 p.m., so please keep that in mind this coming Tuesday at 1 o'clock. And then Tuesday, 7 p.m., is our This and That broadcast, and it's rebroadcast Thursday at 7 p.m. Now, we have some special guests that are going to be interviewed in the next month or so, and one of them is Sonia's brother-in-law, is going to be sharing on finances. I heard all. I know no one here has a problem with money, so maybe I should just cancel him. I don't know. No, he's going to be sharing from a lifelong pursuit of excellence in this area through the scriptures and through the Holy Spirit. So he's going to be sharing with us, not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. And then we are going to be having Marty Moore, who is part of the Justice Center. He's going to be interviewed probably in the next month. And in case you don't know, we did receive a ticket. I did receive a ticket for having a prayer meeting here at Grace Christian Fellowship. And for a few days, there was a warrant for my arrest. But that has been quashed. Hallelujah. But there's going to be a two-day trial for this ticket on November the 22nd and 23rd. And I have two lawyers working on my behalf, and so we're praying for victory. Can you imagine a two-day trial on... I don't understand it. Don't try to explain it away. It's too difficult to understand. But anyway, as we get closer to that date, we'll be letting you know. But Marty Moore, one of the lawyers, a believer, a Christian, who is fighting not only for us, but for many causes across Canada, for many churches and people and situations. He's going to be with us on This and That in probably a month or so. I will be letting our producer know when that date will be. So please keep that in mind. Wednesday, 7 p.m. is our Bible study, and we're going to be tackling 2 Peter chapter 3. Thursday, 9 o'clock, our morning prayer and coffee time. And Saturday at 8 a.m., our men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. Now, this past Saturday, every chair was taken. There was not one single chair available. I think we had between 20 and 25 men that came out to pray and seek the face of God. And I don't know about you, but that's encouraging. Yes, it is. That's very encouraging. So we want to thank the Lord for that. Erica has an announcement. Where's Erica? She has an announcement, and Pastor Raph has an announcement. So we're going to invite them both to come on up and just give their announcement right there. There's a mic right there. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, everyone. It is so nice to be here. The Holy Spirit has so filled this church today. And every day, every Sunday that we come, the Holy Spirit is with us. And especially this morning, it was just overwhelming. So you'll have to forgive me. I'm a little teary-eyed. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my name is Erica Kubisch, and I am your Gideon's representative in this area. And some time ago, I was mentioning to Gina about starting a little mission trip in just in our own area, a little evangelism in the area. And she thought it was a great idea, and of course she told Pastor Dave, and so it sort of started blossoming from there. So what we're trying to do, and what we are attempting to do, and today we're having a little meeting downstairs after the service, is that we go out on a mission trip so many Sundays. It depends on the weather, of course, and the weather has not been permissible, so it's been detained until now, of course. But anyway, but maybe say 2 days a week, or 2 days, Sundays a month, I should say, that we would go out on these little mission trips, and we would select maybe 3 areas in town, 2 of us at each area, and we would just carry on and try and do some evangelizing too. There's a lot of people in this community that are in need, and we want to try and our commission is to make disciples of all, you know, nations, believers of all nations as disciples. So we have to get out there and we have to preach the word and let everybody know that there is Jesus and God is alive and he is working in this community and we are there to help. So anybody that's interested in coming downstairs after and just for this little meeting, just to find out a little bit more about it, please do. We'll just have a short meeting. It won't take up a lot of your time. And I'd like to see as many diligent and wanting people as there can to go out and do the great commission that God has told us to do. Okay? Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. So that was a great springboard for me to jump off of right now. So Matthew 29:19 says, go to all nations and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this is something that we are doing on the 26th. There's a baptism service. And there are some names on a list in the back. And we're inviting those that are on the list to meet with me for a short meeting after service. We're just going to meet over here, and we're going to talk about baptism. And we're just going to spend some time together and talk about baptism, what that means. And so in anyone that's not on the list, if you feel the Lord stirring your heart to be baptized, you're welcome to come. Amen. So and just keep that in mind, no pressure. But if you feel the unction of the Holy Spirit calling you to be baptized, you're welcome.
Good morning, everyone. For those who don't know me, my name is Terry Lynn Barrett. I'm sorry I haven't been here the last 3 weeks. I had a bit of a cough, but I'm back and I'm better, and thanks for all your prayer. I had planned to be here for our last fellowship, and I did help organize it, and I had a lot of great helpers, and thank you to all who helped serve and clean up and attend. I hope you're looking forward to more, and that's why I'm standing up here today. I'd like to host a hospitality team meeting. It will be this Tuesday at noon, from noon to 1, and then the prayer meeting will follow so people don't have to come in twice. If you have an interest in being a part of a team or if you have an interest in hosting or leading a team. My plan is and my hope is that we can share the work throughout the church. So every time there's an event, whether it be fellowship or a potluck or a sandwich or even a funeral, that we would take turns as teams. So it's an informational meeting, also to show people around the kitchen that's been newly decorated, newly organized, and I just want to show people where everything is and how to make coffee. So in the event that myself or someone else can't be there, but again, everybody did a great job last week. So that's Tuesday at noon, from noon to one, the ladies' prayer meeting following. And thank you very much.
Know how to make coffee. I'm just learning how to boil water. I don't know about you. Praise God. We're going to give you a chance to move around, shake some hands. Let's stand this morning. Let's move around, greet someone this morning. Thank you, musicians. Thank you very much. God bless you.
I think we're going to get to preach now.
I don't know. It's going to be it was good today. It was very good. If you have your Bibles, I know you guys are excited to meet one another. But we're going to get into the Word for a few moments. If you want to turn with me to the book of John. The book of John. I know the children have already made their way down to Children's Church. But I want to go to the book of John, chapter 4. John, chapter 4. And I think they're trying to get the verses up. And it will come. I want to conclude my series of messages on the power of your testimony. the power of your testimony. Now, I'm encouraged at those who have taken that step of faith to go on Anne Marie's program and share what God has done for them. Amen. And I think that is a sign that we are headed in the right direction. And now we got a group of people that want to go on the streets of Creston and again share what God has done in their lives and share the good news of the gospel. How many know that's biblical? It's what the apostles did, and it's what God is calling us to do in this hour. I want to talk a little bit this morning about the woman at the well. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We pray that the Holy Spirit will use the word to minister life to each and every one of us today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that there will be a release of evangelism, a mighty release of evangelism out through this congregation into this town, this valley, this province, this nation, and around the world. Father, I just thank you today for what you are going to do in the days, weeks, and months ahead in the name of Jesus. How many know this morning it's not all bad news? There's the good news of the gospel. Now, we're all familiar with the woman at the well. And I want to draw your attention to verse 15. It's not up here on the screen, so you're going to have to look at your Bible. Jesus talked about the water, the spiritual water. She was drawing natural water. Jesus was talking to her about spiritual water. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." And Jesus said to her, you know, it's interesting how Jesus interacted with people. Out of the blue, Jesus said, "Go call your husband and come here." How many know God knows what's going on inside people's hearts? You can't hide anything from God. People try to do it. They turn off the lights. They do all kinds of things to bring darkness. But friends, it doesn't matter what we do as humans. God sees everything. Are you hearing me this morning? There's nothing hidden from the face of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Even we as believers can't hide anything from God. "Go call your husband and come here." Verse 17, the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husbands,' for you have had five husbands." Well, she's on dangerous ground, don't you think? Five of them. "And the one that you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." And then I want to go down to verse number 27. They get into a discussion about worship, but I want to go down to verse 27. "Just then his disciples came back and they marveled that he was talking with a woman. But no one said, 'What do you seek?' or 'Why are you talking with her?' So the woman left her water jar and went into the town and talked to the people. Now, when I read that this past week, I thought, you know what? If we are going to be the witnesses that God has called us to be, there are some things we are going to have to leave behind. Are you hearing me today? She went to the well to get water. She filled the jar full of water. She had a need, but somehow that need began to become less important than doing what God was putting in her heart to do. You know, when you begin to get spiritual eyes, the things that you think are important are not really important. Are you hearing me? All the time and energy that we put into certain things, when we begin to get spiritual eyes, we are going to see that those things in the light of eternity are not so important. Come on, somebody. Jesus proved that with Martha and Mary, didn't he? Martha was busy scurrying around doing a lot of things. Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his words. And Martha complained and said, "Come on, Jesus, get Mary to come and help me. I'm busy."
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a message to Peter or not. We can discuss that after church. Okay. What did Jesus say to Martha? Mary has chosen the best thing. Are you hearing me? She is at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, gaining strength from his presence.
So the woman left her water jar. There's some things that we are going to have to leave behind, let go of, release, because the thing this world needs more than anything is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me this morning?
You say, I got so many things to do. The most important thing to do is God's will. Everything else has to, at times, be left behind. Some things, they begin to build up. And we say, oh, I've got this list. Have you ever seen a busy person and their list? They take it out of their wallet and they bring it up like this and it rolls down. You know what? I'm going to say something this morning. When you put God first, when you put the ministry of the gospel first, it's amazing how those things get taken care of by God himself. Hallelujah.
So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" And they went out of the town and were coming to him. Now look at verse 39. Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know how it can get plainer than that. People believed because the woman left her water jar and she went into town proclaiming the things that God was doing in her life.
Yeah. Now we know as we read on in these verses, they began to say, we don't believe just because of what you said to us. We have seen him for ourselves, and now we truly believe in our hearts. More became followers of God. But it all started with the woman's testimony. Are you hearing me this morning? It all started with that woman being touched by God himself. Jesus Christ of Nazareth stepped into her world and changed her. Hallelujah. Go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I want to talk a little bit about the proclamation of the gospel. Remember, there's some water jars that you are going to have to leave behind. And I know some people are saying, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? It's amazing how God orchestrates things. Are you hearing me? When we proclaim the gospel, there are certain ingredients that we need to understand that need to be part of the gospel. Here we see the Apostle Paul as he came to the church of Corinth. Look at verse 1 of chapter 2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. Other manuscripts say the mystery of God. Most translations say the testimony of God. Now, the reason a lot of people don't share their faith is because they think they're not smart enough to do it. They're not intelligent enough to do it. They don't know enough scriptures to do it. They don't have all the answers that people may ask, the answers to the questions. And so they stay home. They stay secluded. They isolate themselves. Friends, you'll never know enough. God knows everything, and he'll put it in your heart what you need to say. Amen. Did the light just blink, or is it just me? That could be a sign. Paul said, I didn't come with lofty speech or wisdom. And I hear this over and over and over again. I need to know more before I go out and share my testimony. You'll never know enough. You'll never know enough. You'll never be wise enough. You'll never be smart enough. You'll never know the answers to every question that people have. The key is obedience. Hallelujah. The key is to step out in obedience. Glory to God. He'll do the rest. I remember when I was a teenager, many moons ago, and my friend, who was at an old-fashioned camp meeting, got revival in his soul. And he came to me as a teenager and he said, Dave, my mom likes me to be called David, but he called me Dave. He said, Dave, let's go on the streets and witness. And I thought he had gone bonkers. He said, let's go on the streets and share our faith. Think about it. We were just teenagers. And somehow I said, yes, I'm going to do it. And he came with all these tracts. And he said, all I'm asking you to do is just give these tracts to people. And we were on the main street of Moncton, New Brunswick. And I had these tracts in my hand. And I was so scared. I was frightened. And from the pile, I took one tract. And I saw this man from a distance coming towards me. And I positioned myself to give him that tract. Listen to what I'm saying this morning. I positioned myself as a teenager to give this man a tract. He got closer and closer. I got more nervous and afraid. And I took that tract. And as he approached me, I went like this. He took it out of my hand. And when he took it out of my hand, it was like electricity went through my body. Are you hearing me this morning? Something supernatural began to happen on the inside of me, and I got addicted to witnessing. Are you hearing me today? People get a lot of addictions, but I got addicted to witnessing. Think about it. I was just a teenager. I was on the streets. We went not once, twice, three times. We went to McDonald's. We went everywhere. You know what? How crazy we got? We saw the cinema. It was at the main street. And we stood across from the cinema. And we waited for it to close. And the people began to pour out. We stood on the street corner. And we preached the gospel to them as they were coming out. We got even more bold. We stood at the entrance to a nightclub.
Oh, no. Not a nightclub.
And we waited for people to come out, hoping not to see any Christians. And these homosexuals came out. And they tried to convince us that you could be a homosexual and be a Christian. Think about it. We were just teenagers. And you know what they said? They said, come. Come and visit our church and meet our pastor. And you know what? We went. And we told that minister the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in love, we told every one of those homosexuals that God could free them, that God could deliver them, that God could set them free. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. The power of the gospel. I remember as a teenager being on the streets of Moncton, and we had about 15 people in a circle, and we led 6 people to Jesus Christ. We would go out in the woods like Charles Finney did, and we would pray out in the woods. We were so hungry for revival. We were so hungry for the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We had a Bible study in my home that grew from a few teenagers to over 40.
Hallelujah.
From all different denominations, because God was at work.
Amen.
We were scared. We were timid. But God overshadowed us. He put his hand upon our lives. Are you hearing me today? And when the hand of God is upon you, you can do anything. Verse 2, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And my message, my speech and my message were not in the plausible words of wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Verse 3, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. You know, it's a fearful thing to talk to a stranger about the Lord. but you're positioning yourself to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And friends, let me tell you something. There is darkness, but there's also light. Hallelujah. And the light is greater than the darkness. And even though you're fearful and you're trembling, God is going to empower you as you share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think about my dad this morning. He was never afraid to share the gospel. And I've shared that so many times from this pulpit. In so many situations and circumstances, I would be looking for my dad only to see him witnessing to some stranger on the streets, some person in the mall, some individual that was hurting. And I heard him every morning. He would get up early in the morning, and I would hear him praying, "Oh God, send a revival." I remember one time I saw him with the phone book. And I said, "Dad, what are you doing with the phone book?" He said, "You know what, son? I started in the A's, and I've been praying for every single person in that phone book that they would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I'm praying for them." He left his water jar behind. He was attacked on every angle. He was persecuted even from those within the church because he was so fanatical for the things of God. But let me tell you, he led literally hundreds of people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I give God the glory. Now, this is not a deep theological message this morning. But I want you to understand the power of your testimony. Because of that woman, many of the Samaritans believed. And because Paul preached Christ crucified, many came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be barriers. There will be hindrances. There will be oppressive forces. A lot of things will come against you. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Are you hearing me this morning? I remember two gentlemen, I was sharing this with the Bible study, just in conclusion. Two men from the church said, "Dave, we want to meet with you." And I remember I was sitting in their car. They said, "You know what? You need to get more balanced. You're too fanatical. You need to get more balance in your life." You know what? It wasn't too much longer that one of those men left his wife. I was only a teenager, but I knew that wasn't good advice. And I wasn't turning back. Are you hearing me? The Holy Spirit came into me and filled me with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I'm not turning back for anyone. Come on, somebody. What the world needs today is Christians filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The fire. True story, in conclusion. I said that already once. As a pastor, you can say it twice, three times as an evangelist. This is a true story. These people were having a revival meeting in their church, and the fire truck showed up.
Wow.
It's a true story. And the pastor went out because the fire trucks were there. They could hear the sirens. And the pastor said, "Why are you guys here? We got reports. We could see flames coming from the church. And we showed up to douse them out." The pastor said, "Those are not flames, as you would know. It is the fire of the Holy Spirit." And friends, if there's ever a time that we need that, it's today. Come on, somebody. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit. I want to pray this morning as we conclude for every person that's going out this afternoon. I want to pray for you. I'm going to ask every person that's planning to go out, just come and stand at the front here. If you're planning to go out, I want you to come and stand at the front in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask the pastor, Pastor Raff, to come and ask our council members to come. And I want you to stretch out your hands to these this morning, because we're going to anoint them with oil in the name of Jesus. The oil represents the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I want you to stand this morning in this house and stretch out your hands to these. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the worship team to come. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 We just lift up our hands right now. We stretch them out in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray right now for each one of these believers that are taking this step of faith. In the name of Jesus. Just lay your hands upon them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would anoint them. That you would empower them, Lord. As they go out into the streets of Creston. We pray that you would speak through them, O Lord. That you would minister through them. You would give them the words to speak. Lord, many of them are leaving their water jar behind. Because they want to be vessels that your Spirit can flow through. Father, fill them with the Holy Spirit today. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, fill them with the Holy Spirit. Prepare the way before them, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we're going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Let's sing this morning before we leave this place. Do we have a song? Glory to God. Do we have a song we can sing? A marching song. We need a marching song. Glory to God. How many are ready to go on the march? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I have decided.
decided to follow Jesus.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's sing it before we leave. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Go now, go with me.
Some good news. How many remember Mel? Remember he was in a coma in Kelowna?
Yeah.
It almost rhymes. A coma in Kelowna.
Yeah.
And then he ended up in Cranbrook.
Yeah.
And he got better, even better. And now he's home. He went from being in a coma several months ago to being home with his wife,
hallelujah,
enjoying a good meal with two scoops of potatoes. I think we ought to give God praise this morning. God bless you. Take a moment to greet someone. Tell them that you love them this morning in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for this replay of our Sunday service. God bless and have an amazing day.